Isaiah chapter 34, judgment upon the nations. Come near, you nations, listen, pay attention, you peoples, let the land hear and all that fills it, the world and all that comes out of it. For Yahweh is angry against all the nations and furious with their armies. They're doomed to destruction and given up to be slaughtered. So, this is not Isaiah just rambling on. He's actually appealing for them to repent. He says, pay attention, you peoples, and come near, you nations. That is, come near to God. He's saying, look, you are going to be destroyed, but look, listen to what I'm saying and change the outcome. And he goes on to describe what's going to happen to them. Their slain will be thrown out, and as for their dead bodies, the smell is going to rise up, and the mountains will be soaked with their blood. The valleys will be split, and all the stars in the heavens will fall down, and the skies will be rolled up like a scroll. All the army of the stars will fade like leaves withering on a vine or fruit on a fig tree. For my sword will be seen in the heavens. Look, it descends in judgment upon Edom, on the people doomed to destruction. So clearly the heavens and the stars are being used in a symbolic way for the leaders of Edom in this case. So although he keeps going on about how awful it's going to be, he's saying, look, listen, come near, pay attention. This doesn't have to be for you. It is going to be, but you can repent. And so it is, really, when you think about death, that really, that's what it's going to be. Your body will lie in the grave or just go back to dust, and that is all you will be, and all you were, and all you loved, and all you try to do with your life will all finish. And that is how it's going to be forever and ever, and that will be all you were, just dust that came and went. But if we repent and if we come near to God, that doesn't have to be all there is. We can rise again. We can live forever. And really, if we see the truth of that, it totally affects how we live our lives. The Lord is holding a sacrifice in Bozrah, a great slaughter in the land of Edom. Wild oxen will fall together with the mighty bulls. Their land will be drenched with blood, and their soil will be swollen with fat, because Yahweh has a day of vengeance, a year of recompense for the sake of Zion. So all that Edom did to God's people is going to be finally judged. Now, Edom is Esau, and Esau was Jacob's brother. So the endless friction between these brothers is going to come to a day of judgment. The rivers of Edom will be turned into sulfur, and its dust into sulfur, and the land will become pitch. It will burn night and day and never be extinguished. The smoke will rise from generation to generation. It will be desolate forever. Nobody will pass through it. This does rather sound like the reserves of oil underneath the desert areas in the land promised to Abraham, where now the enemies of God's people live. It sounds like those oil reserves catching fire. That's what it sounds like. Burning all the time, etc. Hawks and hedgehogs will possess it. Owls and ravens will nest in it. God will stretch over it the measuring line, and chaos and emptiness will fill it. No longer will it be a kingdom. All its princes will come to nothing. We've just read that the stars would fall. And I said that the stars aren't the literal stars. God's not going to destroy the planet. But rather, the falling of the stars represents the falling of her leaders. Thorns will grow over its palaces, nettles and brambles in its fortresses. So all that seems so strong, they must have thought, our palace, our fortress is so strong, it would have wild animals running around over it. And the creatures of the desert will meet up with goats, and they will call out to each other. Owls will nest there and lay eggs and hatch them and look after their little ones under the shadow of their wings. Vultures will gather there. So study and read from the book of Yahweh, and not one will be lost. Each will not long for its mate. For it is the mouth of Yahweh that has issued this order, and his spirit has gathered them together. I think it's talking about the gathering together of all these wild animals in the ruins of the cities of Edom. And God says, it is the mouth of Yahweh who has ordered this, and his spirit has gathered them. they see the parallel between the Word of God and His Spirit. So then, God's Spirit works in many ways, but one of the ways in which it works is through the Bible, is through His Word, which is written by inspiration or inspiration. And what God has said will finally come true. The way that it's fulfilled may not be how it initially could have been, but it will come true. It is He who has allotted their portions. His hand has divided it with a measuring line. They will possess it forever from generation to generation. And I think it's talking about how the wild animals will live in the ruins of these great cities. So all that seems so cool and smart and strong is one day going to be totally brought down. And it is the mouth of God that's spoken it and the Spirit of God, therefore, that's going to fulfill it. So we have to live our lives realizing that all that seems so cool and solid, that if you save your money and get this house, this car, build up this career, nothing lasts forever. This is a basic truth that we might all say we agree with, but it's very hard to live according to that. And that's why we're trying to live in a different way. We're trying to live now in the perspective of God's kingdom coming in the future.